Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Wally Moses. Batting second. The shortstop, Wayne Ambler. Batting third. The third baseman, Billy Werber. Batting fourth. The catcher, Earl Brucker. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Sam Chapman. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Dick Siebert. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Dario Lodigiani. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bud Thomas. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Bud Thomas. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Boz Berger. Batting second. The center fielder, Mike Krivic. Batting third. The right fielder, Hank Steinbacher. Batting fourth. The left fielder, G. Walker. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Rip Radcliffe. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Marv Owen. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Jackie Hayes. Batting eighth. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, John Whitehead. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, John Whitehead. And now, play ball. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses takes first base on ball four. Wayne Ambler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Moses. The throw from Sewell and he is out, Berger applying the tag. One out. Wayne Ambler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ambler takes first base on ball four. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber hits a ball on the ground towards short. Berger fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Berger. Ambler moves to third. Werber moves to second. Earl Brucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brucker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Ambler scores. Werber moves to third. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 1-0, Athletics. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Owen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Boz Berger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berger hits a ball on the ground towards first. Siebert scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Berger for the out. One out. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Thomas fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hank Steinbacher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbacher takes first base on ball four. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ambler fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox 0. The Athletics will come to bat. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Owen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert hits a ball on the ground towards first. Radcliffe scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Siebert for the out. Two outs. Dario Lodigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lodigiani hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Lodigiani moves to second. Bud Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Owen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Johnson. Owen reaches second base with a double. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox 0. The Athletics will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Moses takes first base on ball 4. Wayne Ambler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ambler is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Ambler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Owen fields it and throws to first for the out. Moses moves to second. One out. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0-for-1 in the game. Werber bunts towards first. Radcliffe fields the ball and throws to Whitehead covering. Safe. Moses moves to third. Earl Brucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brucker is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Brucker hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Krivic. Brucker reaches second base with a double. Moses scores. Werber moves to third. It's 2-0, Athletics. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson is walked intentionally. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-1 in the game. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Owen fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning three, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. John Whitehead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehead strikes out. One out. Boesberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berger is 0-for-1 in the game. Berger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0-for-1 in the game. Krivic hits a fly ball into left field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning four, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox 0. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0-for-1 in the game. Siebert hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Whitehead fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dario Lodigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lodigiani is 0-for-1 in the game. Lodigiani hits a ball on the ground towards short. Berger misplays the ball. That's an error on Berger. Bud Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. Thomas bunts towards the mound. Whitehead fields it and throws to first for the out. Lodigiani moves to second. Two outs. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Moses is walked intentionally. Wayne Ambler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ambler is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Ambler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Berger fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Hank Steinbacher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbacher is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Steinbacher hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lottigiani scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 1 in the game. Walker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0 for 1 in the game. Radcliffe hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Owen hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Werber bunts towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Brucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brucker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Brucker hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Johnson hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-0, Athletics. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 2 in the game. Chapman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0 for 2 in the game. Siebert hits a pop-up towards first. Radcliffe settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 1 in the game. Hayes hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Brucker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 1 in the game. Sewell hits a line drive into left field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Whitehead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehead is 0 for 1 in the game. Whitehead strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dario Lottigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lottigiani is 0 for 2 in the game. Lottigiani hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Krivic. Lottigiani reaches second base with a double. Bud Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. Thomas is called out on strikes. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 0 in the game. With 3 walks. Moses hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Krivic. Moses reaches second base with a double. Lottigiani scores. It's 4-0, Athletics. Wayne Ambler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ambler is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Ambler hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Whitehead fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Werber hits a ball on the ground towards third. Owen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Boesberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berger is 0 for 2 in the game. Berger hits a line drive towards short. Ambler reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0 for 2 in the game. Krivic hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hank Steinbacher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbacher is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Steinbacher hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Walker hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-2, Athletics. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0 for 2 in the game. Radcliffe hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-3, Athletics. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Owen hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Earl Brucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brucker is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Brucker hits a pop-up towards first. Radcliffe settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Radcliffe scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Johnson for the out. Two outs. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Owen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Nels Potter now pitching. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 2 in the game. Hayes takes first base on ball 4. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 2 in the game. Sewell takes first base on ball 4. Hayes moves to second. Larry Rosenthal pinch hits for John Whitehead. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal bunts towards third. Werber fields it and throws to first for the out. Hayes moves to third. Sewell moves to second. One out. Boesberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berger is 0 for 3 in the game. Berger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ambler fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hayes scores. It's Athletics, 4, White Sox, 4. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Krivic hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. a 3-run home run. It's 7-4, White Sox. Hank Steinbacher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbacher is 0-2 in the game. With a walk, Steinbacher hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 2-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Walker hits a fly ball into left field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Steinbacher. The throw from Brucker and he is safe. Steinbacher steals second. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Radcliffe takes first base on ball 4. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 1-3 in the game, with a double. Owen hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Siebert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Johnny Rigney now pitching. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0-3 in the game. Siebert hits a ball on the ground towards third. Owen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dario Lodigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lodigiani is 1-3 in the game, with a double. Lodigiani hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Nels Potter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potter hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ace Parker pinch runs for Nels Potter. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-1 in the game, with a double and 3 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Moses hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Parker moves to third. Wayne Ambler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ambler is 0-3 in the game. With a walk, Ambler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Berger fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Athletics 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Williams now pitching. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-2 in the game. With a walk, Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lodigiani scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-2 in the game. With a walk, Sewell hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Brucker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 1-4 in the game, with a single. Werber hits a pop-up towards short. Berger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Brucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brucker is 1-4 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Brucker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Radcliffe scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Brucker for the out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Johnson strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 7, and Philadelphia Athletics, 4. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.